The week's big story is Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks defeating Maryland Congressman David Trone for the open Democratic U.S. Senate nomination. This, despite him spending what some believe will total $62 million for his campaign. Though Trone had a massive 10-to-1 advantage in campaign resources, his loss was still substantial, 54-42%. The overspending apparently backfired, and coupled with several Trone gaffes in the final 3 weeks, led to a shift in momentum. As we had been saying for weeks in this race, turnout within the state's substantial African-American communities would be a key indicating factor to determine if Ms. Alsobrooks had a chance to win. This, and her strong support from the congressional delegation and Governor Wes Moore, helped her overcome the huge financial imbalance. The new Democratic nominee will now face Republican two-term former Governor Larry Hogan in the general election. Though Maryland is a heavily Democratic state, this November contest will still be highly competitive. As expected, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice scored a landslide 62-27% Republican primary victory over U.S. Representative Alex Mooney to clinch the open Senate nomination. The governor now becomes the prohibitive favorite to defeat the newly crowned Democratic nominee, Wheeling Mayor Glenn Elliott. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is retiring, which gives the Republicans their strongest conversion opportunity in the country. In the open governor's race to replace term-limited incumbent Justice, Attorney General Pat Morrissey, as polling correctly predicted, defeated former state delegate Moore Capito, businessman Chris Miller, and Secretary of State Mack Warner to capture the Republican nomination. Mr. Morrissey will now be a heavy favorite to turn away the new Democratic nominee, Huntington Mayor Steve Williams, who was unopposed in his party's primary. The New York Times and Siena College again partnered to survey some of the key Senate races. The polls were conducted within the April 28th through May 9th period and interviewed likely voters in Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The top Republican targets of Maryland, Michigan, Montana, Ohio, and West Virginia, however, were not included in this polling series. The results found tight races in all but Wisconsin. The most vulnerable state within this group appears to be Nevada, where disabled Afghan War veteran Sam Brown had pulled into a 41-41% tie with Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen, despite her latest media blitz. In Arizona, Democratic Representative Ruben Gallego leads 2022 Republican gubernatorial nominee Kari Lake by just 3 points, 46-43%. This Pennsylvania race is similar. Here, NYT Siena sees a tight 46-44 split in favor of three-term Democratic incumbent Bob Casey Jr. Finally, the Democrat from this group in the best position is two-term Wisconsin incumbent Tammy Baldwin. She leads businessman Eric Hovde by 7 percentage points among the likely voters. Of the 9 most competitive seats, all with Democrats defending, the Republicans would need only 2 to capture the Senate majority. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.